The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Yomah has been dedicated in memory of Mazal Bat Esther Baghdadi and Yosef Ben Mazal Baghdadi by their family. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. Daf He. Today's daf has been dedicated anonymously in memory of Arlette Tamir. Ruach Hashem Tanihena Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied by Elul Nishmat Chacham Baruch Rafael ben Miriam and Abraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. We begin today on Daf Dalet Amud Bet, six lines from the bottom, starting with the words Michlal de Tarvayhu. Now, if you remember on yesterday's daf, we had a machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and the Shtakish, what the source of learning that the Kohen Gadol is sequestered for 7 days before Kippur. Rabbi Yochanan learned from Miluim, whereas the Shtakish learned from Har Sinai. The Shtakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, if you're learning from Miluim, so then whatever is Me'akev by Miluim, so too should Me'akev the Kohen Gadol if he doesn't sequester himself the 7 days before Kippur. Because there are certain things by Miluim that if the Kohen doesn't do it, so therefore it's a deal breaker, it ruins it. So therefore, seemingly, the same thing, the sequestering of the Kohen before Kippur for 7 days, if he doesn't do it, it should be considered Me'akev, should render it Pasul. And we know that that's not true, because in our Mishnah said they would prepare a second Kohen Gadol, just in case the first Kohen Gadol would become Pasul. And if he would become Pasul, they would, you know, right away enter the second Kohen. Either the second Kohen Gadol, however, the Mishnah's Mashma says Matkinin lo. They would prepare it, but it doesn't say Mafrishin, that they sequestered. So that was the question that Ishtakish asked Rabbi Yochanan. But one thing is for certain, the Gemara says, we can see from both Shitot, from Ishtakish's question and from Rabbi Yochanan's lack of response that he accepted the question, that both agree that certain things in the Miluim, meaning in the 7 days before they prepare Hakamat the Mishkan, are going to be Me'akev. I mean, certain things that are necessary to be done during the Miluim days, and if they're not done, it's going to be invalid. So the Gemara now is going to analyze what are these things. What items during the Miluim days are considered deal breakers, that if the Kohen Gadol doesn't do them, it renders the Miluim invalid. So the Gemara starts off. Michlal, we can imply, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom again. Michlal de Tarvayu Sfirelehu, implying that both of them, meaning both Rabbi Yochanan and the Shtakish, hold Miluim. Kol HaKatuv Bahem, whatever is written by the Miluim. Miluim, incidentally, is written in Parashat Tetzaveh. Torah tells us clearly exactly what the Kohen Gadol was obligated to do during the 7 day preparation. Whatever's written by it, Me'akev Bahim, is going to be Me'akev, is going to invalidate it. The Itmar, because we have a statement, Miluim, regarding the 7 days of Miluim, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Hanina. It's a machlok, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Hanina. Hadamar, one says, Kol HaKatuv Bahim, Me'akev Bahim. One says, anything that's written by it and it's not done, so it invalidates. The Hadamar, and one rabbi says, Davara me'akev ledorot me'akev bahem. Only items that are invalid for the future generations are me'akev if it's not done by the Miluim. She'en me'akev ledorot, but something that's not invalid in the future generations, en me'akev bahem, is not going to invalid Miluim. And we're going to explain what that means, something that is invalid for the future generations. Tistayim, because we can conclude that Rabbi Yochanan, who de'amar, it is Rabbi Yochanan that holds, כל הכתוב בהם מעכב בהם. That anything that is written by the Miluim is indeed מעכב. Because here we have two statements. We have one rabbi says it is מעכב, and one rabbi says it's not מעכב. We don't know who said what. Is it Rabbi Yochanan made one statement? Rabbi Hanina made one statement. So the Gemara, we can conclude that it is Rabbi Yochanan that holds that anything that's written by Miluim is מעכב. Midekamar le Rabbi Shmuel min Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. The fact that Mish Lakish told Rabbi Yochanan, "Ima miluim, kol hakatuv bahem me'akev bahem." He asked him that question. He said, "Yeah, Rabbi Yochanan, according to you that you're learning from miluim, Kippur from miluim, that miluim things are me'akev by miluim. So therefore, it should be me'akev as well. The sequestering of the Kohen." Ve'lo kamehadir le belamideh, and Rabbi Yochanan didn't answer it. He accepted the question. Means he understands that what, that whatever's written by Miluim is Me'akev. One of the things that are written by Miluim is it's got to be 7 days. Hafrasha. And therefore, if you don't have the Hafrasha, so therefore it's Me'akev. Tistayim. So therefore, we can conclude, proof positive, that Rabbi Yochanan indeed also holds of this principle. Now the Gemara says, my benai, what is the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Hanina? We just learned a very important machloka between two Amoraim. What items invalidate the Miluim? Well, Rabbi Yochanan has a very simple policy. Whatever's written by it, and you don't do it, is me'akev. That's easy. Rabbi Hanina, a little different. He says, no. Anything that's written by the Miluim is not necessarily me'akevet. But anything that is generally invalid in future service in the Beit HaMikdash or in the Mishkan, items like that, if they were not done by the Miluim, they'll invalidate them. That's called kol me'akev ledorot. So only an item that is a invalidation for future service is an item that's a deal breaker during the Miluim. That's going to be Hanina. So the Gemara wants to know, my Ben, give us the examples. What's the cases? So Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Simicha ika benayu. Simicha, we know that one of the items that we do on the Qurban is Simicha. We have to press our hands right on top of the Qurban before we bring it. The Gemara says, Leman be'amar kol ha-katuv be'em me'akev be'em. According to the Bihanan, that says whatever's written by it is invalidates it if you don't do it. Simicha me'akeva. Well, it says in Parashat Tetzaveh that one of the things the Kohen has to do during the 7 days of preparation is he has to make simicha, you know, press his hands over the Qurban. So therefore, very simple. If he didn't do it, so it invalidates the whole Miluim. Eman damar davar she'en me'akev ledorot. But according to the opinion that says only items that don't invalidate for the generations, in me'akev bahem, that's not going to invalidate Miluim. Simicha lo me'akeva. Simicha is not going to invalidate. Because really, la halakha, if a person does not make simicha on a korban, it's kasher. So therefore you see ledorot, forget about during the Miluim, regular, 100 years after the Miluim, during the Mishkan, during the Beit HaMikdash, you've got to make simicha on the animal. But we're going to prove now, if you don't make simicha on an animal, do you still get your kapara? Yes. So what do you see? It's not me'akev ledorot. So that's Rabbi Hanina's rule. If it's not me'akev ledorot, if you didn't do it during the Miluim, it's not going to me'akev as well. So the Gemara asks, Uldorot minalan de lo me'akeva? Well, how do you know simicha is not me'akev for the future generations? The time that we have a braita. V'samach v'nirtza. The pasuk says, and the fellow will make simicha on the animal, v'nirtza, and he will receive his kapara. And it's not, it'll be accepted. So the Gemara asks, "V'chi simicha mechaperet?" Since when is kapara atonement hinged on simicha? V'alo en kapara ela bedam. We know the main kapara in any korban is what? The sprinkling of the blood. Shene emad ki adam hu benefesh yechaper. It's the dam that's mechaper. So this pasuk over here, very strange. Why would it say in the pasuk v'samach v'nirsa? What does kapara have to do with semicha? So the Gemara has a big hadush here. Umak Talmud lomar v'samach v'nirsa, she'im asa'a l'smicha, she'ire mitzvah. Means like this. If you treated semicha, literally she'ire means as a residue. As a residue mitzvah. Meaning you didn't treat it as an important item. Meaning, you didn't do semicha. You treated it as a nice item, but you know, I'm not going to do it. You treated it like shiur mitzvah. Ma'ale ala v'katuv kiilu lo chiper. So the pasuk considers it as if what?
you didn't get the best kapara that you could have gotten. However, the chipir. But you got some sort of kapara. So really what the pasuk says, v'samach, it's talking about a case of lo samach. Which means, because otherwise, why would the pasuk put kapara next to semicha? So I must be talking about a case where you treated semicha residually. You didn't treat it seriously, meaning you didn't do it. But what does the pasuk still say? You know what? Benirza, you still get atonement. Even though you're not going to get, let's say, mitzvah min ha-muvhar, you're not going to get. But it counts. As long as the blood was sprinkled and your semicha was not done, it counts. So it's the way that Shulah Gemara's Lashon is, ki'ilu lo chiper, kamer, v'chiper. It's like you didn't get the best kapara, but you got some sort of kapara. If you allow me to read you the Lashon of Rashi in Masechet Sukkah, Rashi's Lashon of Sukkah is like this, ki'ilu lo asa min ha-muvhar v'chiper. Kilomar afal pichen kiper she'en tzadik lavi korban acher. Okay, and then the Me'idi's lashon is like this: Ela she'en kaparato mufheret. His kapara is not choice. Ela she'en kaparato mufheret. Vehu she'amru are elu ki lo kiper v'kiper she'enon nirtzalo legamri. Okay, so therefore we see what semicha is not a invalidation for the dorot. So it comes out we have a fantastic machloket between Rav Hanina and Rav Yohanan. Let's say during the Zayin Yemim Miluim, the Kohen Gadol did not make semicha on the animals. Rav Yohanan will say it invalidates the whole Miluim. Rav Hanina will say the Miluim is still kasher. Why? Because it's not invalidating Lidorot. And since it's not invalidating Lidorot, it's not invalidating for the Miluim. Now we go to the next one. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Tenufa Ika Benayu. Another item. What is Tenufa? You know, when they brought the Korbanot, certain parts of the animal, the Hazeh, the chest of the animal, the Shok, right, and the thigh of the animal, what would they do with them? The Kohen would have to wave them. Exactly. That's called Tenufa. Mm. Now, that's also going to be, now during the Miluim, they also had to make Tenufa. The Kohen had to take, the Kohen got to take the animals that they were slaughtering and make the proper tenufa. So the question is, tenufa will also be a, or the statement is going to be, the tenufa is also going to be a machlok between Rabbi Yohanan and Rabbi Hanina. How? According to the Shita, it says that anything that's written by Miluim invalidates Miluim Me'akeva. So tenufa is going to be Me'akev, invalidated. But according to Rabbi Hanina, that says only items that are Me'akev for the future generations are me'akev, lo me'akeva. So this item is not going to be me'akev, because if you didn't make tenufa, it doesn't invalidate a korban in the future generations. How do you know that? Uldorot min alam de lo me'akeva. How do you know the future generations tenufa is not me'akev? Detanya litnufa lechaper. Okay, another same style. It says in the Torah, litnufa, it should be for waving, for kapara. Gemara asks, v'chi tenufa mechaperet? What do you mean? Tenufa? Is tenufa bring the atonement? V'alo en kapara ela bedam. What do you mean? The dam is mechaper. Shene emar ki adam ubenefesh yechaper. Umak tamud domad letenufa lechaper. So what does it mean letenufa lechaper? What's it connecting? She marsaa letenufa shiirei mitzvah. Again, same derash. If you treat the tenufa like a residue mitzvah, meaning you don't treat it seriously, meaning you don't do it. So the Torah considers that if you didn't get a complete kapara, however, v'chiper, but you'll get sort of a kapara, meaning the korban still counts and you don't have to bring another one. So you see what? Tenufa is not me'akev l'dorot. So far we have two nafkaminot between the Hanan and the Hanina. Semicha and tenufa. Comes Gemara and says, of course, the chatayla, everybody agrees that during the Miluim, you have to make semicha, you have to make tenufa. If you didn't, b'di'avad, is it invalidate the whole Miluim or not? Now we go to another one. The papa amar, pirishut shiva'a ika benayu. The actual sequestering of shiva'a. That's one of the things of the Zayin Miluim, that the Kohen has to sequester himself for 7 days. According to the opinion of Rabbi Hanan, whatever's written by the Minoim invalidates it. Me'akeva. Okay, so if he doesn't sequester himself for 7 days, so finished. It's going to be me'akev. However, however, according to the Hanina, items like sequestering that are not me'akev for the future generations, it's not me'akev during the Miluim. It's an amazing thing. If the Kohen Gadol did not sequester himself 7 days, according to the Hanina, it's okay. Miluim is still good. How? Udorot min alam de lo me'akeva. Well, how do you know this item of 7 days separating the Kohen Gadol is not a invalidation? Well, from our Mishnah. Medeka tani matkinin velo ketani mafrishin. Regarding the second Kohen Gadol they would prepare, just in case the first one becomes Pasul, the Mishnah said you just prepare him. But you don't sequester him. So you see what? Then the future generations, sequestering is not an invalidation. So whatever is not invalidating the Dorot is not going to invalidate for the Miluim. So that's the third Nafkamina. And I want to point out that the Rishonim will say that these rabbis are not arguing with each other. Just each rabbi is bringing a different example, but everybody agrees with the example of Tenufa and Simicha, and he's saying now Mafrishim. It's just each one's bringing a different, they're adding to each other exactly. Comes the Gemara and continues. Rabbi Na'amar, Rabbi Na said, Ribui Shiva, Umeshiha Shiva, Ika Benayu. Literally, Ribui Shiva is. Well, Shiva is 7 days, and Ribui is plenty, a lot. Now, this is a short way of saying Ribui Begadim, because we know that the Kohen Gadol has to wear 8 garments. And during the Zayin Yemim Miluim, he would be dressed every day. Then Moshe would dress the Kohen Gadol with the 8 garments, I'm sorry, of the Kohen Gadol. So that's called Ribui Shiva. Ribui Begadim, 7 days. Umeshiha Shivcha. Also, Moshe would anoint Aharon and his children 7 days with the special oil that we learned about in Masechet Shekalim. That was done for 7 days. So clearly, in Parashat Tetzaveh, when it's talking about the Zayin Yemim Miluim, one of the procedures that they did was Ribui Begadim, called Ribui Shiva, they would wear the garments, and also it would be Meshihat Shiva. Look at Rashi, Ribui Shiva. Sheshimesh Kohen Gadol Shiva Yamim Ritzufim. The Kohen Gadol worked 7 days straight. Kishememanim Oto Bekuna Gedola. When they would anoint him or appoint him for Kehuna Gedola, the Yilbash Shimona Begadim Bishat Aboda. The Ribui Lashon Merbe. Meaning a lot. Miruba Begadim. Shum Meshamesh Bishmona. Now, the Kohen Gadol wears 8 clothes. Vahidyot Barba. And the regular Kohen wears 4. That's the Nusin Kohen Gadol and Kohen Ediot. Meshihat Shiva, Shiitinu Shemin Mishcha al Roshot. They would put the Shemin Shcha on his head. Uben Rise Einav, Zayin Yamim, Ritzufim. And they would put the oil also between his eyes. They say Einav like his eyebrows. They would put it also down his head and between his eyebrows for 7 days. Now, that was definitely done during the Miluim. So now we're discussing a machlok to Rabbi Yohanan of Hayina if they didn't do it. So the Gemara says, Ribui Shiva Mishcha Shiva Ika Benayu. Lemadamar Kula Katuv Me'akev Bahem Me'akeva. Okay, Rabbi Yohanan says, whatever is written by the Miluim, if you don't do it, it invalidates. Lemadamar Davar She'en Me'akev LeDorot En Me'akev Bahem Lo Me'akeva. But an item that's not going to me'akev for the generations according to Rabbi Hayina is not going to invalidate by Miluim. Now I want you to know, there is a law in the Torah that says, any Kohen Gadol or Kohen Ediot that is going to be now inaugurated to become a Kohen, he's got to go through a process where 7 days before, they put on the big dekona, as we're going to see in the Pesukim now, and they would also anoint him for 7 days. So this was not just a Miluim item. This was an item that was done to all Kohanim as part of their inauguration to become Kohanim. Alright? Now we have to see, how do we know it doesn't invalidate? But so the Gemara says, Uldorot min alam de lo me'akeba. How do you know in the future generations, if the Kohen Gadol, let's say, didn't go through this process of 7 days wearing Begdei Kehuna Gedola, 8 garments, or they didn't put oil on him for 7 days, how do you know it still does not render him invalid to serve? The Tanya. It says, V'chiper HaKohen Asher Yimshach Oto And literally, I'll explain the Pesukim to you. V'chiper HaKohen, and the Kohen will serve as atonement. Asher Yimshachoto, which Kohen? The Kohen that you anoint him. V'asher Yimale Et Yado. Literally, he will fill his hands. Rashi says, those words, Yimale Et Yado, is a terminology of Lebishat Begadim. Rashi says, I quote, V'chol Milui Yadayim Ha'amur Sham Lebishat Begadim Hu. Okay, that's another terminology. Filling his hands means wearing the garments. Okay? Lechaen tahat abiv. This is talking about Aaron's children. Right? Anybody that's taking over to fulfill his father's role, let's say Aaron's children, so he's going to have two things. He's going to have the Meshiha, and he's also going to have the Begadim. Now, mat Talmud lomar, what do I need this pasuk? What is this pasuk teaching me? The Fishine Emar, I have a pasuk already. The pasuk says, Shiv'at Yamim, let me read this pasuk correctly to you, Shiv'at Yamim Yilbasham HaKohen Tahtav Mibanav. It clearly says in another pasuk that what? The Kohen has to wear the garments for 7 days. Eli Ela Nitraba Shiv'a. From this pasuk, it sounds clearly he's got to have it for 7 days prior to his service. And he also has to have Meshiha 7 days. Now, incidentally, from this pasuk over here, you don't see Meshiha. In this last pasuk that just quoted us, it just says Shiva'at Yamim Yilbasham. The Gemara is going to ask that question in a second. But that's the pasuk, that's your source pasuk, how you know that you need 7 prior to the service in Begadim, and you need 7 prior to the service in Meshiha. Now, Gemara asks, Nitraba Shiv'a v'nimshach yom echad. Let's say they did the opposite, or they didn't do it full completely. They prepared him with 7 days of garments, meaning he wore the garments for 7 days. However, they only anointed him for 1 day, or the opposite. Nitraba yom echad, or they put garments on him for 1 day, v'nimshach shiv'a, and they put the oil on him for 7 days, minayin. How do you know it's still kasher? Talmud lomar, asher yimshach oto, v'asher yimale et yado mikol makom. From the first pasuk that we quoted. The pasuk says that they anointed him and they put the garments on him. In that pasuk, it doesn't tell us how many days. So it's mashma, any amount. So therefore, we have two pasukim here we quoted in this braita. One pasuk says 7. Gotta put the garments on them 7 days, inauguration, before they serve. And we're learning Mishiha from that pasuk as well somehow. But okay, you need both items. So the Gemara says, oh, you need 7 days for both items. So what does that other pasuk come and tell me? The other pasuk just tells me, and the Kohen that takes over after his father, Asher Yimshach, V'Asher Yimale Et Yado. He'll be anointed and he'll also have the garments. There it doesn't say a number of days. So you know what the Gemara learns from there? From here you learn any amount. That be the Adar, if you didn't give him the 7 complete preparation, right, 7 of this and 1 of that, or 1 of that and 7 of that, it's okay. That's the Gemara's example. So what do you see from over here? Ribui Begadim, and Meshicha is not Me'akev Ledorot. Bring that back to Miluim. So that's the Shaila. You need something. Right, you need something. You need at least, right, one. No, you need, it sounds like from the Gemara, you need, even the Avad, 1 day of Meshicha at least. Yeah, you can't go 0 Meshicha. Correct. You don't need full 7. Good. So if that would happen by the Miluim, well, let's say they didn't give the Kohen the full measure of Meshicha, or they didn't give him the full measure of Begadim all 7 days, Bikashir according to the Harina. So comes the Gemara and says, well, Ashkehan Ribui Shiv'a Lechatahila. Well, from the Pasuk that says Shiv'a Tamim Yilbasham HaKohen, I clearly know they got to have 7 days of Ribui Begadim. Meshicha Shiv'a Lechatahila Minalan. Well, where do you know Meshicha from? That you need the chetahila for 7 days. So the Gemara says two answers. Iba et ema. One answer would be midistarichra the miuta. Right. In the other pasuk that says asher yimshach oto v'asher yimale et yadav. What did we learn from that pasuk? That even if you didn't give him a full 7, it's okay. Now there it says asher yimshach, implying what? That asher yimshach mekol makom, any amount. Implying that the Asher Yimshach really needs 7, which means when you excluded, right, when you excluded it from the 7 days, you included what? Meshicha and Begadim. Implying that what? You're excluding it from something that it needed. What did it need? It must be it needed what? 7 days. So the fact that he had excluded must be that it was included from before. Vibaitema, or another answer, the Amar Kira. We have a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Ubigde hakodesh asher leAharon yehu lebanav aharav lemoshabahem ulmale bam et yadam." We have a pasuk over here. It says, "Ubigde hakodesh asher leAharon," right, and the garments that Aharon like when wore, "yehu lebanav aharav." When he's finished his service, his children will have to wear those garments. And then it says, "lemoshabahem," and they also have to be anointed. So you see in the pasuk over here, it connects Begadim to Meshicha. So the Gemara says, Itkash Meshicha liribui. The pasuk juxtaposes or compares Meshicha to ribui Begadim. Ma ribui shiva, af Meshicha shiva. So therefore, we conclude this point to the Gemara, where we gave several examples that will have nafkamina between the two opinions. Let's review those examples. Number one was Semicha. Number two was Tenufa. Number three was the Milui of Shiva, which means the Perishut Shiva, the sequestering of 7 days. And the fourth example was the Bui Begadim and Meshichat called Shiva. Now the Gemara goes on to a new point in this machloket. My ta'ama demanda amar kol hakatuv bahem me'akev. According to Rabbi Yohanan, we said whatever's written in the Miluim parasha, if you didn't do it, it's me'akev, it invalidates. Now again, let's review the style of the Torah. There's two parashot in the Torah, parashat Tetzaveh and parashat Tzav. In parashat Tetzaveh, that's where all the laws of the Miluim are written. How all the halakhot that the Kohen has to prepare during the 7 days, what he has to do. That's called the commandment parasha, the tzivui parasha. In parashat Tzav, it talks about what the Kohen actually did. It's the execution of what they did during the Miluim. So those are basically the two parashiyot that talk about the Miluim. One is the tzivui parasha, we call it. That's the tzaveh. And then one is the asiyah, the actual execution of it that is in parashat Tzav. So the Gemara says like this. Amar b'Yitzchak bar Bisna. Amar kira. The pasuk says as follows: Ve'asita le'aharon ulbanav kacha. And you should do for Aharon and his children kacha, like this. Now the word kacha is very important. Kacha clearly tells us what you gotta do, exactly what we just said, like this, implying what kacha ikubahu. Meaning, that's it. Meaning, if you don't do exactly like we just said, it's pasul. So the word kacha is the source of what? Kol hakatuv bahem. Don't tell me dorot, future generation. It says you got to do this here. Whatever we told you in the pasul, that's got to be, it's a deal breaker. Yes. Finished. So the Gemara's hold it. Tinach, that's good. Kol mikminta dichtiva behay anyana. No. That's good for whatever is written in Parashat Tetzaveh. Meaning, I'm going to open up Parashat Tetzaveh, where it tells me whatever I have to do. And whatever it tells me the Kohen got to do during the Zayim Mim Miluim, then it says following that word, Kacha, that's very good. However, Milta de lo ketiva behay anyana minalan. But what about items that are not written in Parashat Tetzaveh? Because there's certain items that are not written in Parashat Tetzaveh. However, in Parashat Tzav, when it talks about what the Kohen actually did, different items are written there that he did. For example, one of the items is the Urim V'Tumim. What was the Urim V'Tumim? The Kohen Gadol would wear a choshen. He would wear a breastplate over him. That was with the 12 stones. And it had the Shevatim's names on them, right? Now, in between the choshen, they would place in its folds what was called the Urim V'Tumim. The Urim V'Tumim was one of the Shemot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they would stick it in between the Hoshin, and that would give the Hoshin its ability to have the foretell the future and answer questions, etc. like that. Now, in Tetzaveh, when it talks about what the Kohen has to do in the Miluim, doesn't mention Urim V'Tumim, doesn't mention this item. But in Tzav, when they actually did it, it says, and the Kohen, the Hoshin is placed on the Kohen, and the Urim V'Tumim was placed in his... Now, in the Tzav Parashat, it doesn't say kacha. The kachas written in Tetzaveh. So now we got to know. Anything that's written, well, that only helps me for items that are written in Parashat Tetzaveh. Yeah. But what about stuff that's written in Tzav that he did do in the Miluim? How do we know those items are also Ma'akev? Let's read that in Nashi. Second line in Nashi. Delo Ketiv. On the Amud Bet. Second line. בפרשת המילואים, בזה הדבר אשר תעשה, לא כתיב שייתן אלא חושן אורים ותומים. פרשת תצווה doesn't say that they put in the חושן the אורים ותומים, כשל בישן, when משה addressed them. אבל בפרשת צהב, את אהרון, שנאמרה שם עשיית המילואים, when it talks about the execution of the מילואים, כתיב, it says, Vayasim. Okay, that's the right word. Vayasim alav et ha-choshen. Vayiten el ha-choshen et ha-urim v'et ha-tumim. Oh, so therefore, right away, we want to know, how do you know urim v'tumim invalidates? Because it's not included in the word kacha. Now, Rashi has a side question. Let's read Rashi's question. V'im tomar, av v'ata t'saveh ne'emar v'natata el ha-choshen ha-mishpat et ha-urim v'et ha-tumim. Rashi says, hold it. If you look at Parashat Tetzaveh, it does say clearly that you put the Urim and Tumim in the Choshen. So Rashi answers, "En zu miParashat Miluim." Yeah, but if you look at the Parashat Miluim in Tetzaveh, it doesn't written there. Ela Asiyata Begadim uba'u anyana lo ketiv kacha lekuba. Which is the Parashat Tetzaveh is two items. You have the making of the Begadim. In the making of the Begadim, in the beginning of the Parashat, talks about the Urim and Tumim. But in the Miluim paragraph in Tetzaveh, it's not mentioned. And therefore, that's where it says Kacha. So therefore, we're questioning, how do you know that the Urim and Tumim is Ma'akev? So comes the Gemara and says, Amar of Nachman, second line of the Gemara, Bar Yitzhak, Yalif, Petah, Petah. Gezer HaShava, Petah, Petah. I got a pasuk in Tetzaveh that says Petah, and I have a pasuk in Tzav that says Petah. Connect the items together, whatever it says here, it says there, they're all the same. Look at Ashi, Petah, Petah. Besavva'a ketiv, Savva'a meaning in the commandment, Parashah, meaning in Tetzaveh, El Petah o El Mo'ed, Yetera. There's an extra one, meaning I used for Derashah, El Petah o El Mo'ed. Vechen ba'asiyah. And so to an asiyah, meaning Parashat Tzav is also an extra petah. B'savah ketiv, in the savah it says, I'm just reading that she takriv, the exact word there, takriv el petah o el mu'ed. V'achal aharon u'banav et basar. Basar ha'ail v'et alech ma'asher besar petah o el mu'ed. V'chem ba'asiyah v'et kol ha'idai kidu el petah o el mu'ed b'shilu et basar petah o el mu'ed. Okay, those are the two pesukim that she gives you, oil, oil. Petah, petah, beautiful. Comes to Gemara and says, Rav Meshar she'ama, Rav Meshar she'ama gives a different derash. Ushmartem et mishmeret Hashem. In Parashat Tzav, it says clearly, and you should protect or keep the Mishmeret Hashem, these laws of Hashem. What does it mean you should keep them? Ikuba. Teaches me what? It's Ma'akev. That's like Kacha. Kacha means what? Like this. Ushmartem et Mishmeret Hashem. That's also like saying, you better keep these items. You better keep these items. If you don't keep them, it's Ma'akev. Rav Asher Amar, Rav Asher says, different derash. Because it says over there, Kichen Suveti. And that parasha says, Ushmartem et Mishmeret Hashem, Kichen Suveti. God said, and stop, it says that. What does Borei Olam say? Because that's what I commanded you. What do you mean I commanded you? Kebara says, Ekuba, it is Ma'akev. So then we have three answers. How do you know that Urim v'Tumim is Ma'akev? Either Gezerah Shava Petach Petach, either Ushmartem et Mishmeret Hashem, or because Kichen Suveti. Good? Okay, now we go to the next point. Now the Gemara digresses here a little. Once we mentioned already Kichen Suveti, the Gemara now is going to analyze these words that were used by the Mishkan and the inauguration. Tanu Rabbanan. We have one pasuk that says Kichen Suveti. We have another pasuk that says Ka'asher Suveti. And we have yet a third pasuk that says, Ka'asher Siva Hashem. Now, the Gemara is analyzing why specifically during that, the creation of the Mishkan and the inauguration, does the Torah go out of its way to Moshe saying, like Hashem commanded me, like I was commanded, like it was commanded? The whole Torah is like this. What, only on these things Borei Olam commanded Moshe? Every halakha that Moshe gave to Bnei Israel was kichen suveti. So how come only when it came to these items, the Torah goes out of its way to say, kashir siva Hashem and all that? Every mitzvah should say. That whenever Moshe came to Bnei Israel to give them a mitzvah, should say, Rabotai, you should know, kichen suveti, because I was commanded. Why specifically in these three items, the commandment is mentioned? So the Gemara is going to obviously teach us, because there's three hadushim over here, which means Moshe had to go out of his way and say, you should know, it sounds strange what I'm telling you. But you know what? Kichin Zoveti, by the way, that's not for me what I'm telling you. This is from God. And what are the three items? The Gemara says, Kichin Zoveti, the first item, this was written by the Minha. Let's discuss what happened on the first day of the Mishkan. As you all know, Nadab Avihu, Aaron's sons, died. Aaron immediately becomes what's called an Onin. Okay? Onin meaning his children are not buried yet. Okay? So now he didn't start his Avilut yet. He's as an Onin. Now there's a whole law. Can an Onin eat Kodesh? Because there's Korbanot that were brought that day. Now one of the Korbanot that were brought that day was the Minha. So the question was now, and this Minha was specifically brought as an inaugural Minha on the day of Hakamat Mishkan. So now Aharon has to know, do I eat the Minha? Don't I eat the Minha? So Moshe Rabbeinu comes along and says, eat the Minha. You know why? Kichen suveti. Because I was commanded from God, this is different. Normally a Kohen does not eat the Minha. But here, you eat. So it says, Kichen suveti ba'aninut yocheluha. Which means, even though you're an Onen, eat it. Also, Kichen suveti is very important. Because he has to tell Aharon, it's not from me. This is from God. They got a special, heter, special commandment. Now, next pasuk, kashir siveti bishat maase amar lahim. Now, kashir siveti is a different kind of case. That was Moshe Rabbeinu who said on his own. What happened? On Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which was the Hakamat Mishkan day, they had to bring a sa'ir of Rosh Chodesh. Every Rosh Chodesh you bring a sa'ir. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is no different. So they brought the Sa'ir of Rosh Chodesh. Aaron becomes an Onen. Instead of eating the Sa'ir of Rosh Chodesh, he burns it. If you remember, Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Aaron and says, hey, what are you doing? Hein lo huva dama penim. The Korban is not invalid. There's no reason for you to burn. Usually you burn a Korban if the blood, let's say, was brought into the wrong place. Here, everything was done correctly. Why didn't she eat the Qurban? Which Moshe Rabbeinu was saying like this to Aaron. If you ate the Minha when you were Onen, so there's no reason you shouldn't eat the Sa'ir when you're an Onen. What are you burning it for? So Moshe's Lashon is, at the time, Kasher Siveti. Just like I commanded you to eat the Minha, you should have eaten the Sa'ir of Rosh Chodesh. Now, in this case, we know Moshe Rabbeinu made a mistake. Because Aaron answered him back. Aaron told Moshe, hold it. Moshe, there's a difference. The Minha is an inaugural Minha. It was brought once a lifetime on the day of Hakamat Mishkan. Those items override Aninut. But Sa'ir Rosh Chodesh is a Dorot Korban. It's a Korban that we're going to bring every Rosh Chodesh. Just because the Minha is Dohe Aninut, who told you that the Sa'ir is Dohe Aninut? So when Moshe heard that, he backed off. He said, okay, you're right. So the second Pasuk is Kichen Sivet is Moshe saying, because it's like I commanded you, whatever I told you about the Minha, this should apply. Now the third time was Kashir Siva Hashem. When it came to the Shelamim, it was also an inaugural Korban that was more specifically on that day. So now Moshe is telling Aaron, this one you eat. So at that point he said, Kashir Siva Hashem. He said, that's coming from Hashem, not from me. Because after already he made the mistake on the Sa'id, so he had to come along and say, no, this is Kashir Siva Hashem. This is, again, this is directly from God. I'm not telling you this one. It's not Me'ilai. So those are the three different commandments that Moshe Rabbeinu had to tell Aaron. Okay? Now, we could read Rashi. Look at Rashi Oninim. Just to get the Rashi's in Oninim. You see it, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines before they get wide. Oninim al Nadav v'Avihu. The Kadashim Asurim the Onen. Okay, we know that Onen cannot eat Kadashim, things that are Kodesh. How do we know that? Mikal v'chomer ma'aser hakal, which means ma'aser sheni, an Onen can eat. Now, obviously, Korban is more hamur than ma'aser sheni. So if Onen cannot eat ma'aser sheni, Kol Sheken cannot eat Kadashim. Now, how do you know an Onen cannot eat ma'aser sheni? דכתיב גבי מעשר לא אכלתי בעוני ממנו. What are the things that a person has to confess is that he didn't eat his מעשר שני בענינות. So if you can't eat מעשר שני בענינות, you cannot eat קודש. והוא אמר להן לאכול המנחה. But in this case he told them, don't worry about that הלכה, eat the מנחה. הוזקק לומר, כי כן סופתי בענינות אוכלוה. Why was that מנחה different? Because it was a once in a lifetime מנחה. It was an inaugural item. An inaugural item overrides even aninut. Okay? Next one. Kashir sveti b'sha'at ma'ase amar lahem k'shematza ma sha'asu shesarfu sa'id ha'tat. And when he saw that Aharon burnt the side of the Shchodesh, v'hu sa'id shel Shchodesh, amar lahem, he told them, Moshe told them, what are you doing? Hen lehu v'adama. The blood was not sprinkled in the wrong place. It's not pasul this korban. Hello, lo irabu psul. There's no psul in this korban. Ayal lachem neocholo b'kodesh kasher sveti etchem b'mincha. Like I commanded you by the mincha. Shamati lachem shemipiyekos barachon etzaviti. The next one, kasher siva Hashem velo me'elai ani omer. Was what? Hayu sumchim api adibur ve'achlu oto onunim. ולא תעשו כאשר עשיתם בחטאת, ומשה טעה בדבר, שלא נאמר לו אלא במנחה ובעזה ושוק בשעיר שמיני, ובשעיר נחשון שיהיו קודשי שעה, אבל שעיר ראש חודש שיהיו קודשי דורות, לא הותה לאונן. Which means there were three שעירים brought that day. Two out of the three were inaugural. The ראש חודש one was a general one. So Moshe's mistake was, he put them all together. Aaron gave him the chinuk. So after that, he told them on the third item when it came to eating the Korban Shelamim, he told, oh, okay, that's Kashir Siva Hashem. This is different. This is not from me. Comes and Gevran continues. Amar Rabbi Yoseh Bar Hanina. Rabbi Yoseh Bar Hanina comes along and says, Mechnasayim En Ketuvim Beparasha. Now we're continuing. You're telling me anything that's not written in, that's written in the parasha is ma'akif. Kacha. That's it. If you don't do it, it's not ma'akif. It's ma'akif. Now the fact that the Kohen had to wear the mechnasayim, that's the, we call it the trousers or the pants, whatever you want to call it, that's one of his begadim, that he wore mechnasayim. It's not written in the parasha, in Tesaveh. So how do you know the levisha of the mechnasayim during the Zayin Yemim Miluim are ma'akev? Again, what's the Rabbi Yohanan's rule? It's got to be written into Saveh, and it's followed by the word kacha. It's ma'akev. But if you look at the Saveh, yes, when it talks about the making of the begadim, it says that you have to make mechnesebad, etc. But when it talks about dressing the kohen, it doesn't mention anything about the mechnasayim. So it says, Kishu Omer. When the Torah writes the pasuk, "Veze hadavar asher ta'ase lahem lekadesh otam lechahin," in the Miluim parasha, it says the words "Veze hadavar," and this is the item. Now, "Veze" the vav is extra. You could just say "Ze hadavar." This is the item that I'm telling the queen to do to sanctify himself. You know what the vav does? It's extra, as if to say, what I just wrote before about the garments that he has to wear. One of the garments is the what? The mechnasayim, right? Vezeh. And this, what I just mentioned before, make sure he does it during the Zayin Yemeh Miluim. And what we mentioned before, that he has to wear mechnasayim. So mechnasayim, although it's not written explicitly in Parashat Miluim, but the Vav connects it. The vezeh hadavar asher ta'aseh lahem connects what's written before it in the Miluim itself. And in the Miluim, what does it say? Kacha. So finish. So you see, Mechnasayim is also a deal breaker that if you don't do it, it invalidates it. No, Kanan'e not. Only the items that it was designated to teach us, which was what before? That was Urim v'Tumim, because it was written by it.
Kanan'e. By one, maybe it has to be written by both.
I guess you can't include everything. He's asking a good question. Why don't you say Petah, Petah, and anything is written over there, it's written over there.
But maybe it's not written.
Maybe it's not written in Sav, maybe.
Right.
That's the point. Maybe it's not written in Sav. In the Mechnasayim either. This is all Tetzaveh we're talking. In the beginning of Tetzaveh, it talks about the Begadim. You have to make the 8 Begadim. And after it reads the 8 Begadim, it starts with the Miluim. And what does it say in Miluim? Vezeh hadavar asher ta'aseh lahem. Oh, vezeh and this. Meaning what I just mentioned above, make sure you do it in the Miluim. What's the item? Mechnasayim. So comes the Gemara and says, not only Mechnasayim, another item as well. Laviyah Mechnasayim va'asiri ta'ifa. Oh. Asiri ta'ifa, as we know, on the day that a Kohen becomes inaugurated, whether it's a Kohen Gadol or it's a Kohen Idiot, you have to bring a special Minha. That's called Minhat Asiri Ta'ifa. Now, we know a Kohen Gadol would bring this Minha actually every day. But on the inauguration, it was a special item that every Kohen would have to bring on that day. Right? Asiri Ta'ifa. So it's teaching me as well. During the Zayin Yemim Miluim, they also had to bring Asiri Ta'ifa. So it's teaching me, if you didn't bring it, it's Ma'akif. Now, the Gemara says, "Bishlama mechnasayim ketivi be'anyana de begadim." The vezeh can include begadim, because right before the word vezeh, it talks about the begadim. Ela asri taifa minalan. But where did you get from the word vezeh to come and include asri taifa? It's not mentioned in the parasha before it. So how do you know asri taifa is indeed me'akev? So the Gemara says, Atya ze ze. We have a gezerah shava. Ze ze. What does it say? Meveze korban aharon ubanav asher ekribu lahashem asri ta'ifa. But the asri ta'ifa says the word veze. That this and this is the korban that Aharon and his children bring on the inauguration of their service. And what does it say? Bari yad pasuk, veze haddavar asher ta'aseh. Veze, veze. Gezerah shava comes to include even the Asiri Ta'ifa. So now we have so far three items that are now not explicitly written in Miluim, but are being Ma'akev according to Rabbi Yohanan. Urim v'Tumim, Mechnasayim, Asiri Ta'ifa. Comes the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Mishum, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Next item. Minayin she'af mikra parasha Ma'akev. It seems that in the Miluim, Moshe Rabbeinu actually read the parasha of all the laws to Bnei Israel. This was called Mikra Parasha. He read whatever it says by the Miluim, Parashat Tetzaveh. You had to actually read it to Klai Israel. How do you know that the reading that Moshe had to do to Klai Israel of Parashat Tetzaveh, that's also Ma'akev? So comes the Gemara and says, Tamud lomar, Vayomer Moshe el ha'eda, Ze haddavar, Asher sva Hashem. This is the item, davar, right, that Hashem commanded, Afilu dibur ma'akev. They're playing on the word davar. That davar is like it says, dibur. That even the speech, even the words that had to be said, are also asher sva. And therefore, what's it siva? You got to do it. So it's ma'akev as well. Now the Gemara goes on a side point. We talked about that Aharon was dressed during the Zayin Yemim Miluim. Moshe had to dress him. So the Gemara says, Kesat Hilbisham. How did he dress him? Because he had to dress Aharon, and he also had to dress his children. So the Gemara wants to know, did he dress Aharon first, then his children? Did he dress the children first? And what was the order of the dressing over here? So the Gemara says, Ketzad el Bisham? What kind of question is that? How do you dress him? Maida hava hava. Which means, what's the difference? What was, What are we learning from this over here? Which means we can't learn any practical halakha from this. But stop, you just want to know history. You know, you just want to know, you know, how it happened. We're not interested in just getting facts without, you know, a purpose. So the other is, Ela ketzad malbishan la'atid labo. That's what we want to know. When Mashiach comes, there's going to have to be another milu'im. Because the death is a break of the action. So when they have to hayat ha-metim now, they can't rely on the original milu'im that Aaron had. They're going to have a new milu'im. So we want to know, halakha l'maaseh, when Mashiach comes and they're going to have the milu'im over again, how is he going to address them? So the Gemara says, what kind of question is that? La'atid lavo nameh, l'kshiyavo Aaron u'banav u'moshe'a mahem. What does that mean? Don't worry, when Moshe is going to be there. Well, ask Moshe when he comes. Let's got to do it. Isn't Moshe going to be around also? So Moshe will tell us how you do it. What do you have to know now exactly? How are they going to address Aaron and his children? So give us a song. Ela ketzad hilbishan. We're going back to the original question. We need to know how it was done, and there is enough kamina lemisbar kira'eh, so we can interpret pesukim. Because the Torah tells us that Aaron was dressed during the Zayin Yimei Milu'im. There's pesukim over here. So now I need to know how to doresh the pasuk, by the way. So once already I have enough coming out, I had to learn the pasuk, so I got to know. I don't care per se how it was done. It's not going to teach me anything, but it's going to give me pshat on the pasuk. That already is important. So the Gemara says, Peligi ba b'nei Rabbi Hayav Rabbi Hanan. This is machlok of the sons of Rabbi Hayav Rabbi Hanan. Had amar Aharon v'hadech banav, v'had amar Aharon u'banav be'bat achat. Some say Aharon came first, and then he dressed the children of Aaron. And some say, no, they did it simultaneously. It was done together. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Abaye, Bechtonet u'mitznefet kule amalo peligi de Aaron v'harkak banav. Jeez, when it came to the ketonet, ketonet we call it the cloak. And the mitznefet is the hat. Everybody agrees that Aaron came first, dressing him, the ketonet and the hat, and then his children. The ben besavaa, uben baasiyah, Aharon kadim. If you look at Tetzaveh and you look at Sav, clearly it says by those two items, Aharon came before his children. Ki peligi beabnet. The whole ma'alokot over here is by the belt. By the which came, who was dressed first? Man damar Aharon v'akagmana v'dichtiv v'yachgor oto beabnet. The pasuk says that they dressed Aaron with the belt, v'adar ketiv v'yachgor otam avnet. And then the pasuk says that they dressed them with avnet. Uman damar Aaron ubana bebatachat dichtiv v'hagarta otam. The pasuk says what? That you belted them together. So therefore, we have a machlok and a gabedi avnet. Now the Gemara tomorrow is going to analyze what does each rabbi do with each other's pesukim, but at this point over here, it seems like gabed mitznefet ektonet, no machlok. Everybody agrees Aaron came first. The gabed avnet, we have different pesukim, so each rabbi is doresh the pesuk, either it was Aaron first or it was done together. Now let's just read the Rashi over here. Rashi dibura matqil, למסבר קראה. נפקא מינה, to interpret פסוקים. דלא לרמו אהדדה. Because if you don't, these פסוקים are difficult. Because they're seemingly contradictory. Why? דבסבאה כתיב, that's in תצווה, וחגרת אותם אבנת, אהרון ובניו. משמע what? חגירתם של אב ובנים בסדר אחד. Meaning you put it together. ולא הפסיק לבישת בגד אחר בינתיים. It's not sure, it doesn't talk about any other בגדים over there. It just talks about the אבנת. ובעשייה כתיב, in פרשת סב, it says, באהרון, ויחגור אותו באבנת, בסדר לבישת בגדים. ולבישו כל המלבושים, ואחר כך הקריב בניו ולבישם. It's not sure that they dressed אהרון totally in פרשת סב, and then they brought his children. ולא חגר אהרון בניו בבת אחת. And they didn't do it together. So these pesukim need to be the last over here. So he said, you need to know what they did, because if you're not going to know what they did, there's no way you can understand these pesukim. So now the Gemara is starting to open it up. All right. Mitznefet and ketonet, we're going to tell you the pesukim clearly are what? Aaron is first, because ben beparashat tzaveh, ben beparashat tzav, it clearly puts Aaron first. Where's the contradiction? Legabed avnet. Because I got one pasuk that says what they put Aaron first. I got another pasuk that says what they did them together. So each rabbi is picking their pasuk to say what exactly happened. And now we're going to have to learn what each rabbi does with each other's pasukim. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen.